Students and professors at 11 colleges scattered throughout the U.S., including SUNY Oswego, have completed a $4 million lake effect snow study. As WRVO's Gino Gerentino reports, this winter has given those researchers more than they had hoped for.
The group was planning for about 8 snowstorms during the duration of the study, from December through late January, but was treated to 24, including last month's major snowstorm, which shut down much of the Tug Hill Plateau and the lake's eastern shore, where they were conducting their research. Jake Mulholland is a senior majoring in meteorology at SUNY Oswego and was one of the researchers studying the lake effect snow. He says the results aren't just important for scientists who want to know a little bit more about the area's weather patterns.
We go out there and actually take these measurements to put into the forecast models, the computer models that we give then the public the forecast. With this project, it's going to go a long way in predicting, okay, the band's going to set up over Oswego and not Pulaski, or vice versa, so that people can prepare.
He says the group only has preliminary findings right now, but results should be available in the coming months. And although the study provided the team with a bounty of information, it didn't come without its share of problems. At one point, heavy snowfall managed to catch the group off guard, leaving one of their mobile Doppler vehicles, used to collect weather data like wind speeds and air temperatures, stranded for a short time near SOTUS. In Oswego, I'm Gino Gerentino for WRVO News.